Shout outs to Atlanta, Georgia, Mark Mwashiro, Watagwan Mwakaya. Big ups to our listeners in Alabama. What's going on, Alabama? Friends in Cape Town, friends in Johannesburg, hello, 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 greetings. Friends in Harare, Zimbabwe, Kwabula Wayo. If you miss any Tembo Sound show, please go to my website, tembosounds.com. Subscribe, download, stream, share. We grow one listener at a time, and thanks to you, and that's the reason why we're growing, yeah? Until next week, or until the next set, keep it locked. Tembo Sounds, the culture. Fire!
Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information, report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Just by chance, we did meet again, and it carried me back to when. But you turned and passed me by, like you saw me through strangers' eyes. Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory?
Something happened somewhere in time. Now you're no longer mine. What became of the love we shared? Happiness and the way we cared. Am I even a man? In the dreams you see.
a day pass by when memories don't make me cry? What became of the love we shared? Happiness and the way we cared. Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory? Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory?
Sometimes I cry like a baby for you to hold me in the night. Other times I push you away from me 'cause I say that you're holding me too tight. Sometimes I pray for you to save me. Other times I just wanna be left alone. Oh, I must drive you crazy, but I can never get there on my own. All our blue skies are still blue. Oh, sometimes so am I. I've forgotten what I had to say. What's the matter anyway? I guess I'll blame it on the wine. But it happens all the time.
Before this morning was a morning like I never seen before. past and they will come, rushing in to fill the spaces, emptying some of buy a piece of pretty, pretty is as pretty does. Crane and tower coming nearer, under ever over us. Build it, they will come, emptying some other one. Towers over us, pretty is as pretty
Oh, hypnotized. Watch the day turn into night.
If you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Scars of you as I am. Veronica Lake, I'll see you again when you come to your end. You look down and I'll look great. I won't wear flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your wake. Your grave. I'm gonna wear red, you're gonna be dead, and I'll give you a finger wave. I'll outlive you, I'll get a new do, whatever's the latest rave. I won't wear flats to your funeral, I won't wear black to your grave. I won't wear flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your crypt. I'm gonna wear heels and make up your deals when they offer you up as legit. You should've known I could hold my own. You tried, but you must have slipped. I won't wear flats. flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your crypt. I won't wear black to your crypt. I won't wear black to your crypt.
Start walking.
Part of town built to make you feel there is no up and out, only down in this ugly part of town. And it goes on row after row. Slate gray skies, slate gray roofs, slate gray roads, on it goes. After row by a bingo hall and a greyhound track, there's a train station. One platform takes you away, one brings you back to the bingo hall and the greyhound track. The sun only comes out in Ahmed's store. He's got plantain, bananas, yam and okra, ginger root, and much more. The sun only comes out at Ahmed's store. In this ugly part of town, built to make you feel there is no up and out, only down. In this ugly part of town. But it's beautiful to me. It will always be beautiful to me. Beautiful to me. It will always be beautiful to me. Doesn't help. Waiting at a bus stop, back to the wind, keeping to yourself. The rain, it doesn't help. And there's always lines at the post office, collecting pensions, cashing gyros, buying stamps. It's where most of us meet, in lines at the post office. In this ugly part of town, built to make you feel there is no up and out, only down. In this ugly part of town. But it's beautiful. Town.
Baby, you got it. You don't understand it. Baby, if you want it, I'll be your man. Oh, honey, I got it, and I'm giving it all to you. I'll give it to you, baby, any way you want me to. California women like to take it easy, drinking on the back.
It's your land. Made for you and me. for you and me. This land is your land.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Nuclear Holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Now and forever.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WRCT.org on the web. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour. 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues coming your way. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Pine Top Perkins.
Nuclear Holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Now and forever.
Welcome, everybody. So things in the Russian invasion of Ukraine have not gotten any better over the weekend. And I'm going to tell you what's been taking place and talk about what might be the most likely path towards de-escalation, given the personalities involved, particularly the personality of Vladimir Putin, and given what we have seen so far. But in order to have the conversation about how we might get out of this, we have to understand how escalated things have gotten and how committed to some degree Vladimir Putin is about pushing forward. And a major sort of, I hesitate to use the term red line, because red line has had so many particular meanings in foreign policy over the last 15 years in the United States, but some kind of Rubicon has been crossed over the weekend with the start of Russian attacks on Ukrainian nuclear power plants and the concerns over an explosive disaster, proverbially and literally, have now become a significant part of the discussion as to what's taking place. There's an Associated Press report: attack on Ukrainian nuclear plant triggers worldwide alarm. And why would it not? News from Kyiv: Russian troops Friday seized the biggest nuclear power plant in Europe after a middle of the night attack that set it on fire and briefly raised worldwide fears of a catastrophe in the most chilling turn yet in Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Firefighters put out the blaze. No radiation was released. Russian forces pressed on with their week-old offensive on multiple fronts, although they did not appear to gain significant ground in fighting Friday. The number of refugees fleeing the country eclipsed 1.2 million. One of the realities that we have to sort of accept at this point is that this, you know, Pyrrhic victory may be too far, but the way in which Ukraine is now reacting to the attacks, if the invasion is ultimately going to be successful for Vladimir Putin, and of course, I hope that it's not, and I still believe that there's a good possibility that it's not, Putin is going to succeed in taking some extraordinarily damaged territory. And what I mean by that is, when you consider the destruction to infrastructure that the Russian troops seem totally willing to make when it comes to nuclear power plants, roads, important government buildings, etc., and when you consider the refugee exodus from the country and the further damaging effect that that's going to have, if there aren't people to take care of things, then it's going to get even worse. There is a Putin who seems determined to have a, quote, victory, no matter how disastrous the victory is in terms of damage to Russian troops and the Russian economy, and to what he's trying to steal